Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case Watch.
Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
How you doing? I reckon I don't really like them folks y'all talk about. They seem to be bad folks. But I like y'all. I like listening to y'all in the hospital up here. Yeah, I reckon I'm gonna get off here now and get me some of them French fried taters.
I want some French fried taters.
That almost sounds like a dirty phone call.
I get lots of those kind of calls on my phone.
Do you now?
That's just we call that day. Doesn't even have to be like a Monday. That's just like a day.
Mark's stressed.
No, I'm actually great.
Not stressed, but he's just busy. He's very, very busy.
I literally texted Charity when I left my office and I was like, leaving this town now. And then it proceeded to hit every traffic jam from there to here and pulled into my driveway as Charity was pulling in behind me. And I went, perfect timing. Yep. Let's record. Let's pound it out.
We're pounding it out, guys. Oh, and right when I walked in the door, I saw Sophie. And, Mark, why don't you tell me what you said you had in the house? You don't have to say the actual word, but you can because it means cat.
You have to, with a long-haired Persian, you have to shave the kitty cat.
Yeah, so there's a partially shaved kitty cat in this house.
Yeah, it's a lion cut.
Yeah.
So Sophie, notoriously, her whole life has always been lion cut. After the first year, and then sometimes I don't do it because I don't like watching the life flash in front of my eyes. Sophie.
You don't like almost dying, being scratched to death?
Look here.
Oh, don't you put like mitts on or something?
Yeah, she went right through it.
Oh.
And tore it.
You
and
need then, those silicone ones.
Then Kristen's kid like grabbed them and brought them out to her and was like, these were not working.
Oh, and they were shredded. My God.
So she gets to be where it gets to be too much hair.
Yeah.
And it gets everywhere. It's on everything. It is a nightmare. And then she likes to try to preen herself, so then she ends up throwing up hair on the kitchen floor.
So that happens with my little Malty Poo. He has hair. He doesn't shed, but he has hair. And like he literally looks like a little homeless dog right now. He hates getting groomed though, because now he's elderly. So I try to push it and far apart as I can, just because I don't want to stress him out and I don't want to stress my poor groomer out. But he needs it, guys. He needs it bad.
Sophie was at the point where it was time.
Yeah.
And now she's done and she's miserable for a day.
She looks
and then
good, she's though. Fine. She looks very stylish.
Yesterday, she jumped up, fell asleep on my chest, and then I covered her up because now
she's cold.
Shaved kitty.
Do you want me to crochet?
No, I don't think she would like that. That would be super cute.
I have actually one of the sweaters with a matching hat that has a pom-pom, places for their ears, and braided coming down.
We should dress her up and put it on.
Yeah, because
we should do Christmas cards.
She's probably the same size as my little
guy. Pretty close.
Yeah.
So needless to say, Sophie's happy. She got covered up, fell asleep on my chest, and I found her there again this morning.
She's a happy little shaved kitty.
Yeah, she's a shaved kitty. Happy.
Guys, I am shooketh.
Uh-oh. Why?
I posted this, and I've talked about it, and I've talked about it before, and I'm talking about it again. Everybody needs to either listen to the Britney Spears book.
Oh, yeah.
No, Mark.
I haven't had time.
Or, and Michelle Williams does the voice, like, she's the one who reads it. She narrates it, and she does an amazing job. And, you know, this is from Britney's point of view, but I have to say it's very, very, very well written, and it's very interesting because you think you know the narrative. So I was a huge NSYNC fan. I was a huge Britney Spears fan back in the day, still am. And, you know, we all know what looked like happened when she and Justin broke up, and she has a completely different narrative. And I don't want to say much more, but
I heard it's interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah. Take what you want from it, like I said, but it's definitely, definitely a good read. Just wanted to throw that out there.
I follow the best news source in the world. So I get TMZ? My news from TMZ.
I was just watching it before I came over.
I know. I get so mad I couldn't watch it.
Yeah. I love it.
All last week when the game was on,
yep,
they had no TMZ, and it was nightmare. I actually, I prefer to listen to the TMZ people than hear the stories. Like, I love them.
Yeah.
They are all, if anybody from TMZ listens to this podcast.
Oh, have us on or come on here.
No, just send me a message and say, hey, we listen. Because I love all of them.
Me too.
Every single person on that show is hilarious.
And it's more lighthearted.
Yes.
You know, which is nice because the news can get, not that you should hide from what's going on in the world, but.
I'll pull back the veil. I sit every single night and watch TMZ and get stoned. And watch it and laugh and giggle and have fun.
It's legal here in Mass, guys.
Yeah, so in case anybody wants to narc me out, it's completely legal.
Completely no.
Don't worry.
We should have Mark. We should do a live with you.
I was debating it, but I didn't have enough time because you pulled in behind me.
Trust me,
guys. I'll tell you what right now, for people that don't say it's legal and this and that, I'll tell you what, the state of Massachusetts, because I just went there yesterday, my order came to 121.70. And then by the time I was done with tax, it was 167.
Yep.
So you want to tell me right now that we can't do stuff in this society by legalizing marijuana with all that tax money?
Bring major revenue and jobs.
You are absolutely dumb if you do not agree with that. Like, I can't even if you don't agree with it, the amount of money that it generates. And people that have never been, listen, I get your uncle's sister's brother, Phil, you know, used to grow weed, you know, skank weed in his basement. And you used to, you know, spend $20 an eighth or whatever from him for this horrible stuff. You go, and that's what people think dispensaries are. If you've never been to one, drive to your fine states where it's legal and go check it out. Because they are top notch. They're clean. They're safe. They smell amazing. They're just, go visit one. Before you judge it yourself.
Yep.
Don't listen to all the idiots online that like to stay back.
Oh, you don't have to visit it. That's the thing. It's a choice, yeah. Right? You don't have to do it. I agree, like any other substance, you shouldn't be driving around high as a kite. Drinking and driving either. So,
yep,
you know.
I don't, but yeah.
Anyways, that was Mark's little rant.
That's Mark's rant. Sorry. Charity's giving me the glare eyes.
No, I don't care. I have something fun.
Oh, boy.
So last episode.
Funner than the shave. Kitty cat in the other room?
He was going to say the word.
I almost
Wait,
did.
Wait, hit the... No, it's the other one.
Meow.
Yeah.
The shave.
That's meow. A happy kitty. Happy kitty out there.
Happy kitty.
So, remember last episode, you were sent some words that I had to tell you what they meant.
I loved it. It's always fun seeing where people are from.
So, Mark is from New Hampshire.
Yep.
Some of the words kind of like meshed in, so I'm not going to read those ones. But some of them, I have no idea.
I was born in the 603.
So,
Charity's like, what's that?
This phrase.
She just moves on.
This phrase, I want you to tell me if you know what this is. A-Y-U-H.
I got to see it. I don't know what that is.
No?
What is that?
It says this New Hampshire phrase is used as an acknowledgement or agreement. It can be also used to express surprise, disbelief, or understanding.
That looks like a Maine word.
Yeah, that looks farther up. I agree.
I grew up, so for the people that don't know, I grew up in Claremont, New Hampshire, which is about maybe two-thirds up the state No, not about halfway up the state, right on the Vermont border. That's where I'm from.
All right. So some of these may not apply to you. I guess the phrase yup is used a lot.
Yup. Yeah, I say that on the show like 50 times a show.
What does wicked mean?
Oh, it's wicked pissa, man. That means good.
All right. Yep. Very or really, really good. Huh. Very good.
That's more of a Massachusetts word.
Well, some of these kind of correlate. Down cellar. I'm trying to pronounce my R's.
That's my basement.
Yeah. Is that what you would say? Down cellar?
We said downstairs.
Oh, okay.
But my dad used to call it, go down in the cellar.
In the cellar.
Yep.
All right. Interesting. Grind.
Grind?
Grind.
I don't know that one.
Like studying or doing homework? Mark, this is not good.
I didn't do any of those.
You never grinded?
I have never been on Grindr, Charity. No, I wasn't a study guy.
Okay.
I was one of those guys that would make everybody mad that would never show up to school and then show up and ace my tests.
Oh.
And then I would go out and not go to school.
Bad boy.
What you going to do?
This one is just yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's just, yeah, yes. Move on.
Okay,
get out of here.
So you know that one.
Yeah. Move on.
Foggy.
Foggy. I mean, that's just when it's foggy outside, right?
No, confusing or difficult to understand.
No.
Wow. You don't say.
You
say that a lot.
That's a Vermont phrase, though.
But you say it a lot. When I'm reading my stories, you go, you don't say.
Yeah, but I more do it in a fun aspect. So you got the Vermont accent, which really hits, you know, pretty deep. And that's, I grew up right on the border.
Yay old.
Nope.
Wow, Mark, are you really from New Hampshire?
I lived there my entire life.
Concrete apple?
I don't know that one.
It says, in New Hampshire, I didn't know a lot of these. In New Hampshire, a concrete apple is a large round road sign indicating a sharp curve.
No, never heard of that in my life.
Ton of fun.
It's a ton of fun, man.
Okay, so good time.
When we used to go up to, it's closed now. It used to be the water park. Whale's Tail.
Oh my gosh, Laconia. Yes, I remember that. It is closed now.
Yeah, it was tons of fun.
Oh, see, okay. See, some of these you know. This one is common that's always been used in my family, cabin fever. You have a case of the cabin fever.
Oh, my God. My mom would mention cabin fever.
Yeah.
Mac, you got to go outside. You got to get the cabin fever.
You got to get the cabin fever.
That's more of a Maine one. My mom is from Maine.
Okay, so there you go.
So that was a Maine
term. See, to me, you get cabin fever, a case of the cabin fever, if you are sick and inside for too long. Right.
What, yeah. I hated, which is probably on here too, is it would get to be that first nice day. My dad would whip all the windows open. He'd be like, listen up. It's spring cleaning time.
That's right.
Which meant we had to basically be slaves for 48 hours straight.
48 hours.
Both days. Right. Nonstop. No sleep. No food. Nope. Move.
Clean. Hold on. Let me get the next one. I just lost my spot because a stupid ad came up and then I pressed it by accident. You know me with all of my...
Yeah, guys, remember, Charity says she's a 4.5 out of 5 on her technology front. Charity, I got a brand new computer that needs to be built. So why don't you go ahead and have that done in an hour?
Yep, going to do it.
Yep, got to build the entire thing top to bottom.
Chewy.
Isn't that just chewy?
It just says, is used in place of saying something is delicious or tasty.
Whoa. Nope.
I never heard that one.
That one's weird.
That one's really weird.
If I'm looking at... You, if I'm out eating and I say, Charity, that's chewy, that means it's gross.
Some of these cross over because I use this one all the time.
Oh, boy.
Packed.
Packed? That's like when you pack to go, right? That's
no.
Completely packed?
No.
No? What is it?
It refers to how full something is. Like the bar was packed that night.
Oh, yes. The trunk is packed.
Moxie.
That's a soda.
No, it says New Hampshire.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Moxie is a soda. It's the best soda in the entire world.
Oh, my God. I knew you'd love Moxie. Isn't it like an orange, super syrupy, like wicked sweet?
But Moxie also is. That girl's got some Moxie behind her. She's great.
Oh, see, I know this next one, too. But this one says Moxie is a New Hampshire slang term and used to describe someone who is courageous, determined, and bold.
Yeah, what did I just say? That girl has some Moxie.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was already off to the next one.
Yeah, she's moved on.
Mud season. You're going mudding.
mud season is from about March 7th.
You go in mudding.
To April 16th.
Best time to ride around in four-wheelers, guys. Best it time.
Is gross.
It's awesome. You get all muddy and you just play in the mud.
Mudding. Yeah. So from a guy that ran a tow truck for years, I made a lot of money in mud season.
Rye and pumpkin pie?
Those are both gross, so I don't know.
It means you're friendly and open-minded.
I am not rye and pumpkin pie.
Oh, I know this one too. What's the fry-a-later?
The fry-a-later? Yes.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's a word to describe deep frying food.
Yeah, the fry. I thought you were asking me what another word was for. For me, that's what it was. It's my deep fat fryer. Now I have an air fryer. It's even better.
Dabber.
I have no clue what that is. Isn't that like they're happy?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I
didn't use that.
Oh, this one's just easy. Granite stater.
Yeah, those are losers.
It's New Hampshire's. Slang that means you're from New Hampshire because they call New Hampshire the Granite State. This one too. You know what it is? Because all growing up, we did all of our water sports at the lake regions of New Hampshire. And
okay.
We went. So these are all terms I've seen signs because in winter we'd ski up north. So this is why I know a lot of these words. Frost heaves. I know what frost heave is.
I think everybody knows what frost heave. Do you know what the sign I love in Massachusetts that I'd never seen before I moved to Massachusetts? And I make Kristen roll her eyes every time we drive by it.
What?
It's a sign. There's actually one right around the corner. It says, thickly settled.
Thickly settled.
And I always look
They're
at
all
her.
Thick.
And then I look at the sign and they say, me too sign. Me too. And then she gets like, she's like, it's no longer funny when you do it every time.
Yeah. Mark and I tend to like wear things out on people. Oh, am I to be mistaken or is that Amazon truck?
Nope, that's a trailer turning around. I live on a cul-de-sac and everyone thinks they can cut through.
This, you better know this. I know this.
Oh, no, now I'm nervous.
What's Ragged Mountain?
Oh, it's a mountain.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's
what
a
do
ski
you do?
Mountain.
Oh, thank God. We used to go to Ragged Mountain all the time.
We used to make fun of all those idiots that skied.
What's a whippersnapper?
Whippersnapper is a young kid.
Yes.
Get that whippersnapper out of here.
Whippersnapper.
He keeps reaching in the penny candies and putting them on the floor. Get the whippersnapper out of my store.
So you knew some of these.
I knew some.
Yeah, they weren't, you know, you didn't know a ton of them, but, you know, it's to be expected. Jimmy's was on there. I didn't say that one because we had said that one last time.
I know Jimmy's or actually anything that's food related.
Of course. Mark's pretty much an expert in that. Well, not anything food.
It was so funny.
Not veggies.
Actually, I had to take one of the guys that work with me out today for lunch because we had to have a meeting. So I brought him, you know, because I'm a high-end boss. I brought him to the Taco Bell, which is almost across the street from our old office because we're in the process of moving offices. So I brought him down to the Taco Bell.
I know exactly where that Taco Bell is.
Yes. And I'm sitting there, we're eating. I have my Crunchwrap Supreme. And I don't complain anymore unless it's really bad. About food or any of this stuff. And I looked at my buddy and I was like, this is the worst Crunchwrap Supreme I've ever had.
Really?
And he's like, it can't be that bad. I opened it up and there was like no lettuce.
What?
Very minimal and no cheese.
I'm
and there was almost,
so
it's
stark.
Almost like they forgot to put the rest of the stuff on it. And he's like, I would complain. And I'm like, it's just not worth it. Maybe they had a bad day. I don't care. If the one I'm going to get back is going to have a massive loogie in it.
Oh, God, you guys. I think about that all the... It's like my candy story with the stick in the hands and the candy. Right? Stop it.
And I'm like, I'm just not going to complain. It's fine. And then 2 seconds later, this like well-dressed gentleman comes up and he like taps me on the shoulder. And he's like, can I just peek at that?
The manager.
I'm like... Sure. I said, but I'm not, it's fine. I'm not complaining. And he doesn't have any Taco Bell stuff on at all. And he does not look like he works at a Taco Bell. And so he like looks at it and he's like, give me 2 minutes. And I'm like, I'm good. Don't complain on my behalf. I'm good. He's like, I own this store. And I was like,
he's undercover boss who wasn't undercover.
He's like, I own like 19 of these. And I was just, we just shut the KFC down next door because of horrible food. So I'm like coming in and making sure this one is not the same way.
Ew.
He goes, I just find it weird that they know I'm here and they serve something that looks that horrible.
So you got a nice fresh one?
Brought me a brand new one. Then he handed me 3 free taco coupons.
Was it the Divine, the new one?
The new one was phenomenal. And I just looked at him and was like, listen, I said, I want to make sure you know that I'm in no way complaining. This happens. I eat here. I said, way more than I'll ever admit.
You're like, I want to keep a very friendly.
And I said, the food here is always phenomenal. Like, this is a very rare instance. And he goes, but I'm giving you this because you paid for it. And B, I don't mind giving somebody who has constructive feedback to something and not being a jerk and wanting their money back and refunds. You were just going to eat it. He goes, so that's why I have zero problem saying, here, take this.
Do you know how long it's been since I've had Taco Bell?
For me, about 72 minutes.
For me, it's been about 26 years.
What?
Yeah.
Kristen hates it too. What is wrong with
you? It's not that
guys?
I hate it. I don't like ground beef anything. I want to throw up in it. Sorry. That was a little aggressive.
I had a life-changing incident when I had my first Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
Like it was, like when people say they've died and they went to heaven and they've seen the light.
This would be your last meal?
This
part of
right
it?
Here, when I took my first bite of a Crunchwrap Supreme, which are very messy to eat, while I was driving up Interstate 93 in Manchester, New Hampshire
for the first time. Oh my God, I can't.
And when the sauce like dripped off and stained my work shirt as I was driving and I didn't care and I was like, out loud, this is pretty effing good.
Oh my God, I can't.
It was life-changing to me. I have never had anything that tasty. If you've never had a Crunchwrap Supreme, do yourself a flavor.
A flavor, guys.
And go have one.
A flavor.
Right. Flavor Flav, and I'm done.
Did you see that someone left us a positive review? I sent it to you and it said bubbla.
I did see that. That was good.
All right, so today I think we've agreed that we're going to talk about some current crap going on.
Okay.
Some current cases.
I'm excited.
And, I want to start out, but just touching upon why. What are you doing?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm gonna do this first.
ASMR. Guys, I don't even know what that is.
All right. So I'm just going to go on record. If there's no show next week, it was because this repair I'm making.
Oh, there was no electricity at all.
This right here, this repair that I'm making because I had a couple breakers in my fuse box burn out. If this repair does not work, it means that I electrocuted myself. And I love you guys all very, very much.
Yeah, please don't do that. God, I hope Kristen watches and makes sure.
Oh, so she watches me get electrified?
So she can say, Mark, don't do that.
I'm going to put this in without even shutting the breakers
off. All right.
Off.
Do you have your sneakies on?
Yep.
Okay.
I do.
Make sure you keep your sneakies on. All right. So listen, everybody's wondering why Brian Koberger, the 28-year-old who has been accused of murdering 4 University of Idaho students last November, his trial was supposed to start on the 2nd of October, and it has not. Now, we do know that he already waived his right to a speedy trial.
Yep.
Okay? Because, and I'm going to say this, because he allegedly killed them, but if he allegedly did actually do it, who would want a speedy trial anyways, right?
If the end
time is you either dying or going to jail for the rest of your life.
Hey, Mark, at the end of that tunnel is 1,000 Crunchwrap Supremes.
I mean,
would you like to wait? No.
Nope.
Mark, at the end of that tunnel is a dog that's going to bite your leg off when you get there.
Oh.
Do you want a speedy trial?
No.
No, exactly. I'm going to wait as long as I can.
Oh, that's a very good analogy.
Yes.
Good job, Mark.
You guys are screwed for another year. Like, there's one a year.
All right, so this is I found this on E! News, but it's reported by NBC. So yep. It says, per the outlet, during the hearing, Koberger's lawyer, public defender Ann Taylor, told the court that she didn't believe his case will be ready by the original scheduled October 2nd start date. The attorney further argued that the defense needs more time to review evidence from the state and finish other processes before being ready for trial. So I'm thinking, they're nervous, right? There's a lot of evidence, I'm hoping. A lot. Though Latah County Prosecutor Bill Thompson reportedly argued that the state would prefer to get the trial started in a timely manner, District Judge John C. Judge... Oh, I like that.
John Jacob Jinglehopper Smith,
acknowledged,
which I still don't know where that's from.
Koberger's decision to waive his right and approve the delay. KTVB also reports that the defense filed two additional motions that the judge reviewed. The first alleged that the jury was selected illegitimately. In the second request, that's quite the statement, huh?
Right.
And the second requested that the defense team get access to more information regarding the DNA evidence allegedly linking the defendant to a knife sheath found at the crime scene.
Allegedly.
However, the judge did not make a decision regarding the DNA motion after the five-hour hearing, according to the outlet's reports. Koberger has been accused of fatally stabbing Kaylee Goncalves, 21, Madison Mogan, 21, Xana Knudel, 20, and Ethan Chapman, 20. So this, we just all want justice, right? And
right.
The fact that this is similar to Casey Anthony, this case is such a high profile case. It is going to be hard to find jurors that have not been following this.
Oh my God, yes. This thing's been all over the news.
I hope that the defense is not trying to base, maybe if we can't get him a fair and impartial jury, then maybe it'll either just keep prolonging, or maybe it'll just implode, which I'm hoping that's not what happens, because they're not even looking at any suspects.
No, this whole case was weird from the get-go, so I want to see where this goes.
I do too, but it's just all so sad. And then real quick too, before we get into your first little news snippet that you can read, Chad Daybell.
Yep.
So what's happening with him and when is his trial? And this is right from Court TV. So Lori Val Daybell has been busy since being convicted of killing her two youngest children and her fifth husband's first wife. The so-called doomsday cult mom continues to seek an appeal while she awaits extradition to Arizona for two separate cases. But what about her husband, Chad?
Right.
Chad Daybell appeared via video at a status conference on Tuesday, 2 months after his wife, Lori Val Daybell, received a triple life sentence for the murders of her kids. At the status hearing, attorneys confirmed dates for the upcoming trial and scheduled a hearing where media access to the trial will be allowed.
Ooh.
So the trial is set for April 1st, 2024. The defense expects the trial to last 12 weeks. That doesn't seem that long, but
no.
When you already kind of have all the info, I guess. And the defense plans to call 7 or 8 expert witnesses. I don't know. I mean, come on now. How is this going to be any different from hers?
Right.
Except he's supposedly the mastermind.
Douchebags.
Douche canoes.
I got to search the internet for a good douchebag drop. That way I can put it on the button and be like, meow.
Douchebag.
But I have to go douchebag.
Douchebag.
Speaking of non-douchebags, Kristen's here.
Hi, Kristen.
Do you want to say hi to the masses? I don't care if you're on the phone. We're recording. Why don't you just reach in the mic and say hello?
Hello, everybody.
Oh,
she
Kristen.
Lost her voice and now it's half back, and I want it put down in history for the rest of the time, her half voice.
Oh. I can't with you, Mark.
I try. It's fun. Do you know what else is fun? I got a quick sidebar.
Oh, boy.
I got to start calling them Mark Bars.
Mark Bars.
All right, Mark Bar.
I think someone should make a Mark Bar.
I think they're missing out. They don't. All right, so I was in
They could, bite your head off and stuff. Sorry, go ahead.
I was in my trailer today. I had to run out there and grab a couple things when I went up to the office, because I do a lot of work in the trailer, too. And my neighbors were delighted with me screaming like a 12-year-old schoolgirl.
I picture you doing that quite often, actually.
Yeah, actually, I probably do.
Yeah.
So I look down and the biggest spider I've ever seen in my life.
I'm getting the chills just thinking of it.
Was on the floor in the back corner of my trailer.
Ugh.
And I absolutely lost my S. Like, I freaked out.
Yeah, I bet.
So one of my friends the other day. I think I told the story. If I didn't tell it on air, I told it to you off air.
Okay.
So I don't remember. I know I've told this. So I had a ginormous thing of candy given to me that was part of from the racetrack.
Okay.
So, and it was full of candy. So people had to guess how many pieces were in it. And then the winner would come up and claim it. Nobody came and claimed it.
Huh.
So one of my friends, I think she listens still. I don't know if she still does. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
If you listen. Hi.
Hi.
One of my favorite humans in the whole wide world. So she looks at me and says, I know you love candy. Do you want to take this home? I was like, yes. Does a bear shit in the woods?
Oh, my God.
Hello. So I brought this ginormous thing home with me. Well, I threw it in the back of the trailer. And I forgot about it for like 2 days. And then I promptly remembered, went in and grabbed it. Told Kristen about said big thing of candy. And she said, I'll go grab it for you. And I was like, thank you. I will continue to sit on my chair and be fat. Now go get my candy so I can continue this. So she brings me the candy. I completely forgot about it. And it was in one of those plastic containers that would hold cheese balls.
Okay.
So they have the purple top. It's a big plastic container. And it was decorated to the
nines. I saw that.
Yeah. Well, it used to have big spiders glued to it. Fake ones.
Yep. Okay.
And I never thought about it ever again.
Oh, was that the spider? It wasn't
that
real?
That was the spider today. But my trailer's dark. It's getting dark earlier.
Oh, my God. I'm going to start. You're going to be sorry that I know this.
Freaked the F out and screamed like a little girl. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, why ain't that MF-er moving? It heard me scream. It should be coming at me like Jaws.
It was playing dead.
And I was like, turn the light switch on. And I was like,
Oh,
that's one of those stupid plastic Spideys.
Spidey.
I Spideyed myself, people.
That's going to be I want a t-shirt that says that.
I Spideyed myself, people.
I Spideyed myself, people.
That's actually a good shirt.
I know.
All right. You know what else is good? This story brought to us by TheIndependent.com.
I'm scared.
This headline, I don't even need to know if we need to go further, but we will.
All right. Just read it off to me. Let me hear it.
First, I'll give you the subheadline. Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gasson described the attack as an extraordinarily violent act. And like I said, this is the LA County District Attorney.
Wow. Wow.
That's see a lot of S.
Yeah.
What could this be?
I don't know.
I don't know. I got another I don't know this weekend from them.
Oh,
They gave me a pity one. And then I went for it one more time. And then she looks at me and she just basically went.
No, I shook her head. Oh.
No. I was like, no.
Oh.
And then, all right, back to here. You ready for this?
I'm waiting on the edge of my seat.
Woman's head found in trash can.
Oh my God.
After she was allegedly,
yep.
Decapitated.
Oh my God.
By her very own daughter.
No. Read
dun,
on. Dun, dun. Read on, sir.
A woman's head was found in a trash can after she was allegedly decapitated by her very own daughter.
Oh, my God.
Kimberly Monique Gonzalez, 25, was arrested Sunday after allegedly stabbing her mother, Jacqueline Perez, repeatedly and slitting her throat, causing her head to become detached from her body at their home
what
in Los Angeles.
Must she have used to? Oh my God!
She had to use one of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles knives. One of those big ones. Oh, not the one with the three.
I'm picturing
spikes.
A samurai sword.
Yeah, that's what
that's
one of those
horrible.
Are. Police arrived at the scene around 5 p.m. on Sunday in El Monte, according to the LA County Sheriff's Office, where they found a victim suffering from multiple stab wounds.
Oh.
Officers also found Miss Gonzalez outside of the home, covered in blood. And arrested her before paramedics pronounced the victim dead at the scene.
Oh, no.
I know. It's like, ooh, what's that? That light outside? That one is the Amazon delivery truck. It's kind of funny. They're not liking me right now because I got that new sign on my front door that I had to buy from Amazon. The best part about it is they delivered it to the wrong door.
Oh, God.
It's a sign that says deliver to that door with an arrow. And they delivered that sign to the wrong door.
Oh, my God. That's actually really
now
funny.
It's on the front door. So like yesterday, we only have one part of the shade out front opened, and it's where Sophie sits because we have those custom fit shades that go into one of those, what are they, bay window?
Yep.
So she sits in the corner, so that shade's open about this much, maybe a foot. If you're not, Sophie will shred it. And we hear a guy on the front steps, and he can tell he's PO'd. And we see him walk by, and then he flashes his flashlight right through our window into our living room.
Oh, God.
Basically saying, like, saw your effing sign, dude.
Oh.
Your packages are now on the side.
Wow.
He was like completely upset about it.
That's weird. But,
all right, back to the story. I just realized while I was telling that story, I was going like this with my finger, and now I have no clue where I am.
Uh-oh.
But see, this is what happens when you're a professional. You talk about it while you're looking.
Oh.
Local ABC affiliate KABC filmed footage of the detectives removing the victim's head from a trash can. Police said that they recovered what could be the alleged murder weapon, but did not provide any additional details. That is absolutely horrible. Miss Gonzalez was charged with murder and assault with a deadly weapon, Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gasson said. Mr. Gasson said, I will leave it in. I'm going to leave a mistake for me. And look at Charity, you're glowing.
I know.
Mr. Gasson described the attack as an extraordinarily violent act.
You think?
My heart goes out to the family and loved ones who have been shattered by this unimaginable tragedy. The pain and the grief they must be experiencing is unimaginable, he said. This was an extraordinarily violent act, which has had profound impact on our community. We are fully committed to seeking justice on behalf of the victim, and our dedicated team will work tirelessly to bring clarity and closure to this heartbreaking case.
That's what I was going to say.
Ms. Gonzalez is currently being held in jail on a $2 million bail and faces a life sentence in prison if convicted. Neighbors of the family described a trail of bloody footprints on the driveway coming from the home's front door near decorations from a recent child birthday party.
Oh.
They also claimed Miss Gonzalez struggled with drug addiction.
That was going to be my next question.
Meanwhile, the victim's brother, Julio Lopez, who lives nearby, said he saw his nephew run out of the house covered in blood.
Oh, no.
That was a bad twist to this. I didn't realize that.
I don't like that. I don't like any of this, but
none of this is good. No. He told KABC he does not know what happened. Maybe they argued, he said. To tell you the truth, I don't know. Probably could have left that line out of the article then if he didn't know anything.
Yeah, you know, I'm wondering if, I'm sure they, do you think they did a mental health, like?
I am blown away by this case for a couple of reasons. A, the kids were there, covered in blood.
So, I mean, to me, drugs. Well, it was like she business, right? When she cut the boy on a drug-fueled God knows what. I mean, if it was just drugs involved, that's bad enough. But if you add mental illness with it, which we don't know, hopefully we find out some things along the way. But that's just horrible.
All right, so when you look at the scene now as family members, this is a daughter who killed the mother and the children are in the house.
The children were in the house.
As an innocent member of this family, how do you move forward? Honestly,
those children are going to need major therapy. Now, did it say if the children were the daughter's children?
It didn't say that. Okay. It just said his niece. So it must be, but we don't want to speculate because it could be another sister's kids there. So without knowing for sure, or brother's kids, we don't know.
Let's move on to another something horrible, shall we?
We should.
Because that one was just, I'm glad that you found, I don't want to read that one. Anyways.
Right.
I said, did I sound like a turkey?
You kind of did.
Yeah.
Can you do that again? That is now my new ringtone. Thank you.
I would love that.
I'm gonna hit mark on the keyboard so it marks it in an Adobe Audition here. Thank you.
You're on the job. It's going to be like, what the heck?
What is going on? Actually, that's going to go on a button bar. So instead of having
meow,
it'll go.
Ooh, that one's better. Let me mark that one too. Now I have three to choose from. Thank you, Charity.
Okay, so more than one creep posted this, talked about it. It was talked about in the private creep group.
Yep.
So this comes to us from, it just says, local news. I don't know where the heck this came from. Oh, right here. Tribtown.com. Sorry. Trial set for woman charged with poisoning death of man. Okay, so brownstone. The initial hearing for a Missouri woman charged in the poisoning death of a Freetown man in late 2022 was held Thursday afternoon in Jackson Circuit Court. Ashley Nicole Jones, 29, of Bellflower, confessed to ordering ethyl glycol, an odorless and colorless liquid.
Ethanol glycol, often in antifreeze, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, ethanol Mark. Glycol.
Thanks. Off the internet during an interview October 17th with investigators with the Jackson County Sheriff's Department police
report. Mark has no idea what grinder means, but he knows what ethanol glycol is.
You mean grind. It was grind.
Grind, sorry. I got excited thinking about it.
Sorry.
That was so weird. Moving on.
Sorry. Jones then was arrested October 18th in connection with the death of 52-year-old Harold L., quote-unquote, Peanut Allen. That's his nickname, Peanut.
You have to be a pretty cool, awesome dude to get a nickname Peanut.
At the Jackson County Jail in Brownstone, where she was being held on a related burglary charge. That's a word Mark can't say.
Burglary.
She now faces charges of murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and attempted murder in connection with Allen's death. Jackson Circuit Court Judge Richard W. Poynter. Sorry. Entered a not guilty plea on Jones' behalf during a brief initial hearing Thursday. He also set trial for 8:30 a.m. April 9th, 2024. Jones appeared calm and collected during the initial hearing, showing little emotion when asked if she understood the charges she is being faced with. Jones said she will be hiring an attorney for the trial. Jackson County Prosecutor Jeff Chalfant said that if Jones is found guilty on all charges, she could face a max sentence of 105 years in prison. Chalfant also said they are not seeking life in prison and the death penalty sentence at the time. The probable cause affidavit signed by Lieutenant Adam Nicholson with the Sheriff's Department was also released Thursday and adds additional details of the investigation. All right, let's listen to what exactly went down.
I gotta hear this.
According to the court's records, on September 19th, officers with Sheriff's Department responded to the home of Marsha Allen in Freetown. She called 911, which she had shared with in the home she shared with her husband. She called 911, said they were recently had been burglarized. So the home she shared with Harold Allen, who was her husband until his death, of course. Marsha, who was Jones's mother, was found dead inside the home on October 16th. The cause of her death remains under investigation, pending toxicology results. Ooh, this is bad. But suicide is suspected, and there was no evidence of violence, police report. Stephen White, 29, of Scottsburg, and Nathaniel Napier, 28, of Scottsburg, were later arrested for burglary of Marsha Allen's home. While being interviewed, White told Nicholson about a conversation he had with Jones. During that conversation, White said Jones told him Marsha Allen had murdered her husband with poison, police said. White said Jones also recruited him to burglarize Marsha's home. On September 20th, Detective Clint Burcham. Ooh, that's a good name. Detective Clint Burcham on the case.
So happy I was never named Clint.
Spoke with Marsha, and she denied
Nobody would be able to find me.
I can't. And she denied killing her husband and consented to a download of her cell phone, police said. In her
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.